Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, buddy, 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 buddy. All right, that's good. That's down. That's okay. That's over there. So I slide over here. Okay, I think we're good.
Still drinking that coffee. Had three cups today.
This is a first, by the way.
Your first cup of coffee?
No, it's, well, yeah, it is my first. It's a 16-ouncer, so I got time.
Yeah.
But I know it's early. I don't want to do it. It's too soon. I don't know how I feel about it. I went with the pumpkin spice.
Oh, yeah, that's way too early for me. And this is, so...
I'm not going to do a lot. I just tried something different.
Right now, I'm in the... Okay, usually, we have August vacation coming up. By August vacation, they are rolling into the fall beers. Guess what? That's my summer. Still summer vacation. So right now, I have been stocking up on my Sam variety pack that has the pool party, the summer ale stuff. Yeah, the porch rocker, so summer ale. Then I'm doing the same thing with Harpoon, building up.
Okay. Yeah, I don't blame you. Hold on. I think that our guest is calling on the phone now.
Really?
We're excited to... wow, it's right. There's not even any... Don't look Mr. Warburton in the eyes. Everybody avert your gaze. Call him Mr. Warburton. Don't, you know, nothing but speak in the King's English. No warnings like that. They just put him on the phone with us. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Greg. How are you?
Can I just tell you, man? I love you. I love you. I see you in a movie. I see you in a TV show. I light up because I enjoy you. I think you have, honest to God, one of the best voices in all of Hollywood.
Ah, thanks, man. Listen, I've been really lucky. VO was kind of a happy accident. I wasn't doing it until you know, it was around that final year, you know, year of Seinfeld, had, you know, pretty high TVQ at that point.
Sure.
Everybody's watching the show. Tim Allen's not going to do Buzz Lightyear of Star Command. I'll be your poor man's Buzz. Sure, I'll do it. And that was the same time I got, you know, like the Emperor's Groove and Family Guy. And so it's been a lot of voiceover stuff since then. It was a fun conversation. I was on a movie set with Tim Allen, but we did a Barry Sonnenfeld picture called Big Trouble. And I had explained to him that I was the real Buzz Lightyear. He goes, please do explain. I go, well, you're a toy, right? Right? You're a toy in the movie? He's like, yeah. And I go, I'm not a toy. I'm the real Buzz Lightyear. Your toy was based off of me. And then we go and we do a movie in Minnesota after Big Trouble called Joe Somebody, where I smack the shit out of him. And he's lay on the ground in front of his 10-year-old daughter. Such an ugly scene. And I looked at Tim and I go, I must be your worst nightmare. I voice your character. I'm following you from set to set. Now I'm smacking the crap out of you. I go, it wasn't supposed to be this way, but
dude,
anyways.
Joe Somebody, awesome movie. I love Joe Somebody.
That was a great movie.
I will tell you. And I will also tell you this. So so Patrick is part of a brand new movie called Duel, The Duel. And tonight, Lionsgate and Grindstone Entertainment are going to release The Duel as a one-night-only theatrical event in partnership with Iconic Events. That's happening tonight. And then it's going to be on digital and on demand on August 16th. So they're having a one-night-only event tonight. Check your local theaters for the stuff. But Scotty, the movie is about two guys who are trying to settle a disagreement over a woman by dueling in 2024.
Old school.
And
nice.
So I saw the trailer, Patrick, and you kind of play this underground guy who facilitates that kind of thing. Tell me about it.
Yes. I'm an antiquity. I should know the answer to this. I antiquities. I'm an expert. I'm a bit of a fanatic. The dueling is a niche thing because it's obviously illegal, but this was a great experience. I was told by my agents, they said this is an independent film, but the two cats that are making it are like the future Hollywood. They're super talented. I'm like, well, I like the script and met them, and so I did it. And I'm so glad I did because you don't get these independent films like this. You don't have a company like Lionsgate say, we're going to bump this up from indie and we're going to put it out on 500 screens. And so that's a huge vote of confidence from a studio.
Yeah.
And, so it's cool. You know, normally what you see Lionsgate logos on are, you know, $100 million Marvel films or whatever.
How crazy is that? Because I'm one of those people that love a movie that isn't about a superhero.
Okay, superhero movies.
Yes, I agree with you.
I know, like, you just, you know, we know the numbers that they put up, but I look for movies that just don't. I've had my fill, right? It's oversaturation. Right. So I look for movies like this. But when you're looking at numbers in the business now, where movies are making that kind of money, it's a head scratcher. I get why they are, but it's just that much money behind them is insane, isn't it?
It is a bit of a head scratcher. I don't know. Facts and this and that. A lot of it's hard to buy in for me. But it's a total oversaturation.
Yeah.
And films are so much more than superhero movies. And if you're going to do a superhero movie, I mean, we should do a truly satirical one. The Tick.
I loved it.
That is amazing. That is amazing. I when you go back to Seinfeld, you mentioned it earlier in the show, and your character obviously became kind of one of those iconic characters in that show. And you look back now and you think, man, oh man, the numbers, speaking of numbers, the viewership every single Thursday night when that show came on, I don't know if we're ever going to see that again.
We won't because of streaming.
Yeah.
And because the way things are, you know, are consumed and digested now is not, you know, we're not, when you wanted to watch shows like that, you were on the couch at 9 p.m. on Thursday night.
Right.
That's when you see it. Mm-hmm. I mean, you couldn't even see it other than that until like DVRs and you could TiVo it or whatnot. Mm-hmm. But I don't think they even had that. Did they have that back then? The DVR? I don't know, in 98?
I think you had to have a lot of money to
be able to
do that.
VCR. And then that TiVo was the first thing that I got where you could do that kind of thing. This is Patrick Warburton. He's in a brand new movie called The Duel. You know him from so many things that he's done. Kelly Brown has a question for you, Patrick.
Patrick, before you hit it pretty big on Seinfeld, I noticed you're in a lot of TV episodes, Northern Exposure, Murphy Brown, Mad About You. Was that a fun yet frustrating time for you?
It was a lot of fun because it was the first time I discovered, you know, that I could work a little bit in this town or, you know, those things started coming easy to me. I was like, well, because I always sucked at auditions. Fortunately, you know, work begets work because I've never really had a great talent for walking in the room. And I have a really shitty attitude about it, which I still do this day. I can't get out of my head, and I don't know. It's my problem. I kind of hate those in the business who make the decisions because they just oftentimes have their heads. In a very creative industry, you should be able to think outside the box. They put you in a box,
right?
I did nine episodes of a sitcom, whereas I was in danger of getting typecast. Yeah. I immediately said right off the beginning there was an inquisition as to whether or not I might be interested in the Putty show. I go, no, moving on. You got to move on. You got to do something else. Otherwise, you know. And it's like, you know, so I've gotten opportunities. And I did this lovely film with Sam Neill in Australia 20 years ago where it's the number one opener in Australian history. It's this beautiful film called The Dish about the Apollo 11 mission. You know, when they hired me for that, they hired me because they knew me from Seinfeld. And I told the director, I go, I'm the one unfunny guy in your film. Why? What made you think of me? And he goes, I reckon you could do it. I go, well, thank you for that. I go, you know, nobody in L.A., they don't think that way.
Right.
They just don't. They're like, you know, you do that, you do that, you do that.
Right.
So I this is a long way, and I know I've diverted from that initial. But so doing sitcoms was easy. I did a couple. They're like, hey, this guy's funny. And then I would get jobs and other ones.
Yeah.
So I guess miraculously, I got through an audition.
So, you know what? I kind of wonder.
But you build on that. Like, you've built on that, obviously. You go to one episode, one episode, one episode, and then you found your place.
And I think sometimes it's got to be hard when people come up to you thinking they know you based upon what they've seen, your work, right? And so they think they know you and that you're really like that. So my question is, you know, if I come up to you on the street and I meet you or just someplace and we run into each other, we start chatting, how different are you from what you think the public perceives you to be? Are you different at all? Or, like, are you shy away from all of this or what?
You know, I'm all those things. I can be really, really stupid and goofy. I could, you know, or I could, I think at times, a little drier. And but personality-wise, listen, I've got four dogs, four kids, and a mean wife that have kept me pretty normal. You know what you're not going to get out of me ever is, do you know who I am? Like, you'll never, ever, ever hear that, Jesus.
Yeah.
In my own house, it's like, hey, kids, I did this thing. They're like, whatever, we'll try to see it.
Amen to that. I get it. But Kelly, Roadkill has a question for you, Patrick.
Patrick, when you do a lot of voice work like you do, do you go into a studio and do many different shows, or do you go to their studio?
Well, you go to their studio. There are certain studios that are for rent, and so you pop into those for all kinds of things.
Yep.
The Family Guy. During COVID, Family Guy just had a lease studio out in the valley.
It's
Atlas.
Like I said, a big fan. I look forward to this movie. I love the whole dueling concept. The concept of a duel in modern day is a very interesting one. And this looks like a really interesting movie. Like I said, it's tonight in some local theaters, and then it goes. It'll come out on August 16th on demand and stuff like that. But Patrick, like I said, always been a fan. It's great to get you on our show again. Once again, we appreciate you, and thanks for taking the time to join us today. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Wow, right, buddy. It's always a pleasure.
All right. Thank you, Patrick. Best to you. Thank you. I've always liked him. Always liked him. You know, just looking at his face, he's so dry. Like, I think that I would go up to him, and if I said something like, dude, I'm a huge fan, he would screw with me. You know what I mean? And I would love that. Right? For him to just go, oh, yeah, right, you again, yeah. I don't do that. And that would, to me, that would be funny.
I was trying to remember what commercials he would, National Car is what he's...
Yeah, he's Joe in Family Guy. He's the guy in the wheelchair.
I don't watch Family Guy, but...
What? He's the guy...
I know it's big.
Oh, God, he's got such a good voice, you know? And if you have not seen Laura, Joe somebody...
Oh, yeah.
You have, okay. Because I really enjoyed that movie. Like I think it should have been a way bigger movie than it was. And Tim Allen is great. So if you Tim Allen has to fight him, like fighting the bully except it's in a workplace.
Yeah.
And the whole story is pretty funny. So So there's Patrick Warburton right there. Putty. He was the dentist. Yeah. Was he the dentist or was? Or was he the dentist, or was Bryan Cranston the dentist?
No,
I think Bryan Cranston was the dentist.
Yeah, he was the dentist. Putty was just the...
Elaine's boyfriend.
Elaine's boyfriend, yeah.
Right.
Oh.
He was... Wow.
Yeah, you know, I never missed Seinfeld. I never... Like, when it was on, lineup on a Thursday night, man.
Oh,
shit,
we have to get home to watch all... Yeah, so Monday or Thursday was grocery shopping night. My mom would make sure, go grocery shopping. We had to quickly eat dinner with my dad, who worked nights, and then get home for the 8 o'clock... to 10 o'clock TV every Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Did you have any shows you could not miss?
The X-Files was pretty big.
It wasn't originally on Friday nights. Sunday nights.
Yes, I watched it more on Sundays than I did Friday because I was at the age where you're going out a lot.
And that was when we'd have our sleepover, summer parties, we'd watch X-Files.
That was the time when Valerie and I think we were married, and so we ended up like, hey, let's go home and watch the X-Files because it was on at 9. Kelly, any shows that you just would not miss?
It was Thursday night lineup, whether it was when Cosby was on, Cheers, Seinfeld, ER, in the old days, Hill Street Blues would be on
Hill Street
Thursday
Blues
night.
Good. Yep.
Love those shows.
You were a 9-0 in a Melrose Place person, too. Yeah, I got
for
into
like
that.
Melrose was a phenomenon for like everybody watched it. Well, so I will defend
it. It wasn't like Cheers and Seinfeld, though.
But it went through a period of time when it was the most talked about show.
And Friends, of course, later on.
Well, because everything that was going on, I mean, whew.
I wasn't locked in on Friends. If I watched it, it was good, but I didn't, I definitely liked. Like the Hill Street Blues and Seinfeld, obviously, and The Office when that was on. That was a big thing.
Yeah.
About it. The only show that I'm now locking in on right now is Alone. That's the only one. I'll watch that. And like I told you, I'm obsessed with that friggin' show.
Yes,
that's
you
it.
Are.
All the shows available on TV. Everything available on TV. And right now, I'm all about the Olympics. But the only show I want to watch is Alone.
Watch Eric. It's a good show.
Also, The Walking Dead was one that
I was definitely into that.
Where that was doing well.
Yep. Yeah. Absolutely. All right. We have to go, ladies and gentlemen. But thank you for hanging with us today. Thank you to Patrick Warburton.
Big fan.
Joe Somebody. Look for that movie on Amazon. Trust me, if you haven't seen it, you will like it. I promise. Tim Allen is awesome in it, and so is Patrick. Enjoy the rest of the day. Thanks for taking out the Buzz 24/7. We'll see you tomorrow.